WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The bodies of the first known victims of the Key Bridge collapse have been discovered in the water near the port of Baltimore. More from CBS's Peter King.
The bodies of the two men were found trapped in a pickup truck 25 feet underwater. Four more people are missing and presumed dead. All six were from Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras. Maryland Governor Wes Moore.
To all the families, I say, estamos contigo, ahora y siempre.
In English, we are with you now and always. Divers can no longer safely look for remains because of all the debris. It's now a salvage rather than a recovery mission. Peter King, CBS News.
U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg on the impact of the closed waterway and port.
About 8,000 jobs we think are directly implicated, and over $100 million of cargo moves in and out of that port a day.
The Navy says it's mobilizing barges outfitted with heavy lift cranes to help clear the channel. Former Connecticut Senator and VP nominee Joe Lieberman is dead at 82. His family says he died due to complications from a fall. Lieberman was a longtime Democrat who fell out of favor within his own party after making harsh remarks about then-presidential candidate Senator Barack Obama and throwing his support behind his longtime friend, Arizona Republican John McCain. Lieberman explained his support of McCain in 2008.
I did it not only because I felt so strongly on behalf of my friend John McCain, but because there is so much partisanship in our politics today.
A judge recommends that ex-Trump lawyer John Eastman lose his California law license for efforts to overturn the 2020 election. There's been a settlement between Disney and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis's appointed board, which took over the company's government. The takeover was the result of the company's opposition to Florida's so-called Don't Say Gay law. This particular settlement involves what the state called Disney's 11th-hour deals to try to undermine the new board. Governor Ron DeSantis saying in Orlando today,
"You now have a control board overseeing this that is accountable, that has been appointed by people that you've elected."
The U.S. is offering rewards for foreign cyber actors targeting U.S. infrastructure. CBS's Cammie McCormick reports.
The State Department says the U.S. is offering $10 million for the identification or location of any person acting at the direction of a foreign government in conducting cyber attacks against critical U.S. infrastructure. It mentions one group in particular, Black Cat Ransomware, which it says has compromised computer networks, disabled security systems, and placed ransomware on the targeted systems.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. As many as 21% of Wisconsin adults could see their representation in the state legislature flip parties this fall. The Journal Sentinel bases that forecast on historical trends. The biggest changes could come to Green Bay, Eau Claire, rural south central Wisconsin, Racine and Kenosha, and the Driftless region. President Biden's campaign co-chairman was in La Crosse and Wausau today talking about boosting the economy with infrastructure projects.
Presidents for 50 years talked about doing it. Nobody could do it, but the president did it, $1.2 trillion, because those are the things that are creating jobs for high-paying union workers that are transforming communities.
Mitch Landrieu spearheaded the president's trillion-dollar infrastructure plan. He met with mayors in Madison, Milwaukee, Racine, and Sheboygan Tuesday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Bucks lose in double overtime. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks jumped out to an early lead, but somehow the Lakers came back to beat Milwaukee at five-serve form, 128-124 in double overtime. Giannis Antetokounmpo at his locker after the loss.
At the start of the game, we moved the ball really well side to side. I think in the last couple of minutes of the game, it was like one pass shot. In the lead, I think they did a good job just, you know, playing great defense, switching, having us play one-on-one.
So the Bucks now head to New Orleans to play play the Pelicans tomorrow night. Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Rockies 6-1 in their final game of spring training. Milwaukee actually finished above the 500 mark with a record of 16-14 in Cactus League action. They're off to New York to face the Mets tomorrow on opening day. Manager Pat Murphy on losing center fielder and leadoff man Garrett Mitchell to a broken left hand suffered over the weekend during batting practice.
Yeah, fracture in his hand. He's getting an opinion right now with the hand specialist.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the low teens. Cold night. For tomorrow, sunshine returns, a little warmer, high upper 30s. Slight rain chance later Friday, up to the upper 40s. The warmer temps stick for the weekend with highs in the 40s, mostly cloudy Saturday, and a slight rain chance into Sunday. It's 28 degrees right now.
If anyone knows what's on tap, it's the Chippewa Valley. We're talking about everything that's on tap in your world today. 93.5, The Tap. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who appreciates a nice hot meal at a fair price, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. This is the second hour of Nightlight on this wonderful Wednesday evening. So great to have you with me, broadcasting live statewide in our beautiful state of Wisconsin from our downtown Green Bay studios here at WGBW. That was really fun to talk to Todd Townsend. That makes me want Marquette. Now I already felt a connection to Marquette. My parents both went there and met there. But now I'm pulling for Marquette even more. What about you, Conrad?
Yeah, I got a root for Marquette.
You kind of were anyway,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I was. Yeah. Well, like you said, yeah, Houston. I could root for them as well.
Yeah, me too. Now, I can't root for Duke ever again.
I will never, ever root for Duke.
Not a chance. I don't care if it's a new regime. Todd said, oh, it's kind of a new thing there. And that's probably true, but there's just too many. And it's mostly the fans, you know.
I still don't like Grayson Allen. He has a bad taste for Duke.
Yeah. With good reason. Our question tonight, what celebrity would you want to hang with before they were famous? Take your time machine back. What celebrity would you want to hang with before they became famous? You can text us at 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. We got some good texts here. Sherry, by the way, from Horicon says kiwi is her favorite flavor of seltzer. She's not going with the Big Bite hot dog flavor that's new at 7-Eleven. I'm not even making that up, folks. We talked about it earlier. Sherry from California says plain or lemon. I did ask her to clarify which fruit flavor. That's what she says. So thank you, Sherry. From the 608, Rico from Rock County. Rico hasn't been here in a while. Good to have you back, Rico. He says Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
That'd be a good one.
That would be really cool.
I bet he'd be a good hang. Steve from Florida, Conrad's dad checking in. Michael J. Fox would have been a good guy to hang out with before he got famous. I agree with that. I think Michael J. Fox is probably a good guy now. He just seems like a really good dude. So I have no doubt. It would be funny though, if before he was famous, he was a huge jerk. And then when he became famous, that humbled him, but I doubt it very much. And then Robert from the 608 says, I'd say the celebrity I'd like to know before they were famous would be Jeff Daniels from Escanaba in the Moonlight, Dumb and Dumber, and The Newsroom. He seems like such a smart, calm guy I could sit down and have a beer with and a great conversation. That's a great answer. Yeah, I could see that too. I have a friend who I actually have a project with that we're trying to get made who produced Escanaba in the Moonlight, Bob Brown. If you're listening, please come on the show. And he had a great experience with Jeff. And he didn't know him before they made the movie together. So he said Jeff's a really good guy. 608 Rico from Rock County. He always seems very deep person off screen. Yeah, I think Nicolas Cage is probably a really good conversation with him. I agree with that. From the 818, Bridget says, Peg and I would have liked to have hung out with Steve Martin. Funny, musical, and smart. Boy, that's a... I think Steve Martin was probably the exact same as he was as his persona on stage anyway, because he was like in show business his whole life. He was making balloon animals at Disneyland as a teenager and doing magic. I mean, he's just a true American original. That's a great answer. Thank you, Bridget. Okay, so now, as I mentioned earlier, Ben Chan was on the show last night. He's our Jeopardy rock star from here in Northeast Wisconsin. The eyes of the nation were upon him. He did unbelievably well at Jeopardy, but he was on last night. I wanted to play Office Jeopardy with him, but he's like, I don't really know The Office that well. So I said, okay, we'll save this. Then I got home last night and I saw it's National Joe Day. That's a day. National Joe Day. I have a Joe, and I thought, why not have Joe on, my son, on National Joe Day? He's also a huge Office fan, and let him play Office Jeopardy. So right now, it is my pleasure to welcome to the show, Joe Schwabe. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, buddy. How are you?
I'm good.
How are things in Milwaukee tonight?
Oh, it's going fine.
Yeah.
For the most part. I noticed you called me your favorite local Joe earlier. Is that necessary? I mean,
it was not. I just wanted to clarify that you weren't national to me. You're always local because, you know, you're my son.
Right. And
you're always with me. Yeah, that is an interesting.
All right. Fair enough. No, I see.
Thank you for clarifying that, Joe. Joe, have you seen this new seltzer water at 7-Eleven? The Big Bite hot dog flavored seltzer water?
It's a hot dog flavored seltzer water.
Yeah.
I haven't tried it, but I've tried probably just about all the other flavors of seltzer water, and I'm open to trying it.
Wow. Sure. I like the attitude.
Yeah.
I like the attitude. That's, you're going into it with an open mind, and you know what? Maybe it tastes great. I'm not willing to go there. I think it's probably disgusting. I'll have you try. I would love it if you tried it and let me know what you thought, and then, you know, we'll see what happens. Did you celebrate National Joe Day, Joe?
Not as much as I would have liked to.
Did you know it was National Joe Day before I told you?
Yes, I did.
Do all the Joes, are you guys all on a text thread and you just sort of spread the word and wish each other happy Joe Day?
Not all of us. There's actually a lot of jerks named Joe, so they have a separate group chat.
Nice that you could weed them out. That's fantastic. You know, your name, almost, your mom and I were thinking about naming you Connor, so we might not even be having this discussion right now. I don't want to freak you out, but you might not have anything to do with National Joe Day.
That would be a shame.
I don't think Connor has a day. Okay, so are you ready to play some Office Jeopardy?
Can I answer the question of the day first?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Grayson Allen, that would be mine.
Oh, Conrad, did you hear that?
I don't know if you want to hang with him. I don't know.
Seems like a stand-up guy. Good player.
Ah, he's got his, he just likes to trip people.
Yeah, he's got his quirks.
He's got his quirks for sure. That was mean.
Who doesn't?
And Todd Townsend said to say hi, by the way. He was just here.
Oh, okay.
And I won't tell him you said that. So, okay, so this is Office Jeopardy. As I mentioned earlier, and we talked about this last night, Conrad, like, Joe, for whatever reason, your kind of generation really got into The Office. And I can't figure out why, because when you started watching it, you were in middle school. I don't know what made you relate to it. You had never worked in an office. The humor, I think, is pretty sophisticated. What attracted you to the show?
Well, I mean, we had watched a little bit of the British one.
Yeah. Which I love.
Funny. One of my buddies in middle school, it feels so weird to say, but one of my buddies back in middle school. he turned me on to it and I just started watching it. I mean, it was on Netflix when Netflix was getting kind of hot.
Oh, that's so true. Yeah.
I think that could be attributed.
Okay. Fair enough. All right. So you ready? Conrad, you got the bell ready?
Yeah.
All right. We'll do stereo bells here. Okay. This office character, this is question number one, Office Jeopardy, Joe Schwabe celebrating National Joe Day, playing the game in lieu of Ben Chan, actual Jeopardy champ. This office character joined the show in season 3 and went to college, was part of an a cappella group called Here Comes Treble.
Andy Bernard. come on. What are we doing?
Listen, these were written for Ben Chan. If you blow through them, that's fine. I got a couple tough ones at the end, though. This, all right, you're one for one. Oh, my God, I dropped my bell. This office character has to put up with jokes about her height and her love of cats.
Angela.
This office character claims to have been part of a cult, claims to have been the leader of a cult, has never owned a refrigerator. All right. Okay. I don't mind the confidence, but let me get through the question. Okay. You don't have to be cocky. All right. The questions are funny. Creed also has other characteristics where he claims to have spent part of his childhood in an iron lung. All right. This office worker flashed Michael Scott at a Christmas party and has a drinking problem.
Meredith Palmer.
Wow. He knows the last name even. All right. You're going to get this. This office worker owns a beet farm and slashed company health benefits of his coworkers to save the company money. He once led a drug investigation in the office after finding half a joint in the parking lot. Just knock it off.
This one's tough, man. Dwight Schrute.
All right. I said you don't have to be cocky. You also don't have to act like you're trying to think of the answer. Like, I knew you thought of that. I knew you knew that one.
Yeah, all right.
That's all right. Just be you. Be Joe. It's National Joe Day. Rejoice. Okay. This cast member once ran over an employee with his car, accidentally sent a company-wide email with naked pictures of his boss in it, and once burned his foot on a George Foreman grill.
Is that Michael Scott?
Michael Scott. Yay. This recurring cast member defecated on Michael Scott's rug to be funny.
Todd Packer.
In the form of a question, please.
Who is Todd Packer?
Very
Man,
good,
this
Joe.
Is really making me feel like a nerd. I'm not even getting more confident. I'm actually losing confidence as we go on. Get a life, you loser. Oh, my gosh.
Well, you don't watch this every day anymore. Maybe some of these will... Okay, here's a tough one for you, Joe. You ready? Okay.
Okay.
What were the first names of the founders of Dunder Mifflin?
Oh. Well, it's Dunder and Mifflin are the last names.
Question
you
was...
full name?
Yeah. No Googling.
Robert Dunder.
No Googling. You Googled that, didn't you?
I didn't. Okay. I did not. It's Robert Dunder, right?
Correct.
And then... this one's absurd.
3 seconds. You're on the
Robert
right.
Mifflin.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, really?
They have the same first name. All right. Let's see if we can get a couple more in here before the break. Okay. This cast member often corrects people when they say he is assistant to the regional manager by saying he is the assistant regional manager.
Dwight Schrute.
This cast member has aspirations of becoming an artist and has been engaged for a very long time.
Pam Beasley.
You're batting 1,000, Joe. All right, we have more Office Jeopardy coming up with Joe Schwabe. He's here to celebrate National Joe Day. Coming up later, it looks like I'm going to have to tell a story about Pete Moore waiting tables with Steve Carell. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
When will I learn? Memories get in the way. I walk around, I can't hear a sound. Folks talking loud, but I don't see at all. I gotta get away, gotta get away. I don't
know where to go. It's hopeless, so I guess I'll leave it alone.
93.5 The Tap.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
My conversation with Taylor Kalmus, a.k.a. Dude Dead.
When you go to the movies and you get to the last climactic scene, you're not just like, oh, you know what would be fun? Let's leave. Let's finish this movie in the parking lot. You guys know what I'm talking about, do you?
I think he's talking about...
Let's pull out of this movie theater.
Cripes Cast, every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the finer gas station.
You drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. You go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
You do look like a...
Beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
From the 608, Carla from Baraboo says, Elvis and Wesley from her crash pad say they would like to hang out with Anthony Bourdain before he was famous. That's Conrad's aunt, Aunt Carla. I don't. How long has she been there? I think a crash pad is like a night or two. Sounds like Carla's moving into the crash pad. Thank you, Carla.
She might be.
Yeah, Anthony Bourdain would be a good one. That's a great one. And she's hanging out with two guys named Elvis and Wesley. I love it. Conrad's mom checking in. Sally Field. She seems like a really good person. Also, there is no way I would try hot dog seltzer. Gross.
Same. Same mom.
You know, I would take one sip and I would have some mouthwash ready. And here is, this is interesting. Okay. Robert from McFarland in 608 says, hot dog flavored seltzer water. Wasn't that a Limp Bizkit album name? And you know what? He is right. Limp Bizkit put out an album in 2000, Chocolate Starfish and the Hot Dog Flavored Water. Now, it's not seltzer water, and I remember Chocolate Starfish. I don't remember the Hot Dog Flavored Water part. Thank you, Robert. We don't have any gifts to give Robert, so we'll just do one of these. Thank you, Robert. That's great. Keep those texts coming, too. You can comment on anything we're talking about. We're doing Office Jeopardy with my son, Joe, who is here to help me celebrate, or we're helping him celebrate National Joe Day. Joe, would it be funny if you found out that I contacted like 12 other Joes and none of them could make it, so then I called you?
Yeah, or you bumped me.
Or we bumped you. Hey, Joe Morgan just confirmed, so we can let Joe go. All right, so Joe, you're betting 1,000 at Office Jeopardy. And the last one you got correct was this cast member has aspirations of becoming an artist and has been engaged for a very long time. That is Pam Beasley. Continuing, this cast member left his shoes outside of a hotel room and they smelled so bad, the hotel staff made an executive decision to throw them away without his permission, forcing him to wear Kleenex boxes on his feet.
It's Kevin Malone.
I need it in the form of a question, please.
Who is Kevin Malone? Boy, that bell is getting more fun. Funner and funner by the minute.
He's still batting 1,000. This cast member was given a healthy severance package after being kissed by Michael Scott and being outed by Michael Scott. Go ahead.
Oscar Martinez.
Form of a question, please.
Who is Oscar Martinez? Okay.
This office member does crossword puzzles during company meetings.
Stanley Hudson.
Who is Stanley Hudson?
Who is Stanley Hudson?
This office member has a ham and cheese sandwich for lunch every day and pulls lots of pranks.
Who is Jim Halpert?
Correct. Wow, you're going to ace this thing, Joe. You got about 5 more questions. This office member... Oh, my voice cracked. Just went through puberty there in the middle of the office quiz. This office member is obsessed with pop culture and has a crush. Has a crush on Ryan.
Michael Scott. Yeah. Who is Michael Scott?
Correct. This office member once. It's my favorite office line ever. This office member said, if I was stuck in a room with Toby, who is the HR person on the office, if this office member said once, if I was stuck in a room with Toby, Osama bin Laden, and Adolf Hitler, and I had a gun with 2 bullets, I would shoot Toby twice.
Who is Michael Scott?
This office member married Bob Vance of Vance Refrigeration.
Who is Phyllis?
Correct. Joe, you got three more. I don't think anyone has ever aced Jeopardy in general, much less Nightlight Jeopardy. This office character frustrated Jim by beating him repeatedly at ping pong.
Daryl. Who is Daryl?
Very good. Daryl from the warehouse. Okay, two more. You feeling good?
I feel great.
You feel fresh? Okay. All right, here we go. This recurring office character ran the Stanford branch of Dunder Mifflin. Oh, not so confident all of a sudden.
Who is Josh?
Doggone it. Correct.
Does he have a last name there?
I don't know. Who cares? This office member is often referred to as temp.
Ryan Howard.
That's very good. You know, I couldn't think of a question for Kelly. Oh, sorry. You aced it, Joe. You got them all right. It was 94 questions, and you got them all
on
right.
On my day.
On your day. On National Joe Day. I couldn't think of a Kelly Kapoor question. She's one of my favorite characters. I kind of thought of it last night, ran out of time, and then today I just forgot to go back to it. So she is one of my favorite. She's great. Joe, before we let you go.
Yeah.
Any tournament predictions?
Well, I'm actually having a great tournament this year.
Oh, really? Your brackets?
My bracket's pretty good.
Very nice.
Me and my friends decided to not put any money on it. So it makes total sense. It's great.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I picked Houston to go all the way.
Did you really?
I did, yeah. I mean, I'm definitely cheering for Marquette. Illinois too. I'm bummed about the Badgers. I mean, every year.
Well, you're a UW grad. I would imagine you're.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just used to it by now. I don't think they didn't. I don't even think they won a game when I. Well, that's not true. I think my senior year they won a game.
Yeah.
In the tournament, but yeah,
they'll be back. But I'm going for Marquette too, and then I think any Big Ten team. But I don't even think I'll say that. I'll say Marquette, then Houston, and then the Big Ten. I don't know why I like that Houston team, but now Todd said the same thing. You're saying the same thing. They must have a quality about them that just makes them people want to root for them. So that could be kind of cool.
Yeah.
We have about 60 seconds left, Joe. You know what we talk about in this show. What are you watching? Any recommendations?
What am I watching? I've been watching a show called Invincible, which is a animated show on Amazon Prime.
Cool.
Really enjoy that. I've been watching the tournament a bunch.
Yep.
Obviously. I've been rewatching True Detective.
Yeah, great choice.
I think you guys have talked about that.
We have. Show.
That's a great show.
Excellent show. Which season? Yeah. 5 or 1 or 3?
1.
Yeah. That's the best one for sure. Hey, it was fun. This is fun having you on the show on National Joe Day. You're my son, and I love you, and I'm proud of you. You probably did better on the Office Jeopardy game than an actual Jeopardy star would have done last night, Joe. So I hope you enjoy the rest of your night knowing that, and I will be sure to give Ben Chan a hard time about that.
Please do.
Okay, buddy. Have a good night.
All right. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. National Joe Day, representing all Joes, Joe Schwabba. Couldn't ask for a better Joe. All right, so I have to come clean. We did a pre-interview with Pete Moore, and our system crashed. It's the first time this has happened ever in the history of systems. I'm lying. So I'm going to recall my conversation with Pete Moore about Steve Carell, and we'll hear some fun office clips. And then Jorge Reyna is coming by a little later to tell us what he's got going on Mad Unity. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. I don't know. I doubt it. Subterranean by design. I wonder what I would find if I met you. Let my eyes caress you until I meet the thought of Mrs. Princess, who often wonder what makes her work. I guess I'll leave that question to the experts, assuming that there are some out there. They're probably alone, solitaire. I can remember when I caught up with a pastime intimate friend. She said, but you're probably gonna say I look lovely, but you probably don't think nothing of me. She was right though.
This is 93.5 The Tap. CBS News Special Report. The National Transportation Safety Board says in an update on yesterday's collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge that they've discovered it took just a few minutes from the cargo ship's alarms to activate to the moment when the ship struck the Key Bridge, causing it to collapse. NTSB's Marcel Mews.
Around 1:27 and 25 seconds, the pilot issued a radio call over the VHF radio, reporting that the dolly had lost all power and was approaching the bridge.
NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy says that 764 tons of hazardous material were on that ship, and some of it has been breached with a sheen seen on the water. Two bodies have been recovered from the Patapsco River. Maryland State Police Superintendent Colonel Roland Butler Jr. also says, as for the four people still missing.
Based on sonar scans, we firmly believe that the vehicles are encased in the superstructure and concrete that we tragically saw come down.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. U.S. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm is in Wisconsin to talk up the Biden administration's clean energy policies. Stops in Milwaukee and Madison are part of a three-state swing that includes Michigan and Ohio. The margin between President Biden and Donald Trump is expected to be so narrow in November that an independent or third-party candidate could play spoiler in Wisconsin. That's what political scientist Charles Franklin tells Wisconsin Eye.
Those folks are going to likely be late making up their minds, may or may not vote, and so in a very close election,
could turn
a position to tilt the election in the fall.
Meanwhile, 20 elected officials around Wisconsin are urging Democrats to vote uninstructed in Tuesday's primary to protest Biden's support of Israel's war in Gaza. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the low teens, cold night. For tomorrow, sunshine returns, a little warmer, high upper 30s. Slight rain chance later Friday, up to the upper 40s. The warmer temps stick for the weekend with highs in the 40s, mostly cloudy Saturday, and a slight rain chance into Sunday.
Currently, it's time 26. To ride into spring by listening to this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday at 7, 10, 1, and 3 for your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway in this statewide contest. Plus, every contest entry is in to win one of two grand prizes that include new bicycles, outdoor patio furniture, and a portable smoothie bullet blender with a total value of over $1,000. Get ready to ride into spring. Civic Media, hometown radio, refreshed.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
From Liney Lodge and Carson Park, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown
and all of Wisconsin.
93.5 The Tap.
Did you miss what's hot from Wisconsin to Hollywood? Listen to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba podcast on civicmedia.us. You can always listen through Spotify, Apple Podcast, or the Civic Media app. Take Nightlight with Pete Schwabba anywhere you go. Once again, here is your host, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. I was so excited to play Office Jeopardy, and Ben Chan broke my heart last night, but we were able to play it with Joe, who crushed it, aced it. I actually had three questions on there. Like, I didn't want to stump him every question. You know, I could have thought of questions like, you know, when it comes to the water cooler in the office, what line did they fill it to? But I don't want to do that. I want it to be fun. But I had like three questions on there I thought would actually stump him, and they almost did, but they didn't. So as you might have heard during the break, we've got a contest going on here at Civic Media. It's our first contest, and it's pretty cool. It's called the, Conrad, what is it called again? I'm trying to pull up my information.
Ride into Spring.
Ride into Spring. That's right. It's the Ride into Spring contest. And here's how it works. Every morning, if you listen to Civic Media, as you should, they will give you a keyword at 7. No, I can't find it. There it is. They will give you a keyword, and this only goes through Friday, folks. They'll give you a keyword at the top of the hour at 7 a.m., 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 3 p.m. on any Civic Media station. So listen to the keyword. Make sure you have the app if you haven't downloaded it yet. Make sure you download it. It's great. The app is, to me, my favorite way to listen to Civic Media because I can do it in the car. I can take it wherever. It's awesome. It's a very easy-to-use app. Listen for the keyword at 7, 10, 1, or 3. Go to the app. Enter the keyword before the end of the hour. And you could win a prize. You could win, initially, there will be four daily winners, which will win an overnight stay at Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells, which is a very beautiful resort. You can hit the Lazy River. All you have to do is hear the keyword, enter it on the app, and you're all set. And then all the entrants, daily winners included, are entered to win one of the grand prizes, three grand prizes, which include a new bike, a 3-in-1 blender, and an outdoor patio love seat. So that's pretty cool. My favorite is still the daily. I like the Chula Vista thing, especially because it's still cold out.
I could definitely go for a Lazy River right now.
Absolutely. We could go over to the frozen, the Tundra Lodge.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they could, we could work out a deal with them. We'll download the app for
you. We need
the
Lazy River right now.
Yeah.
We can work out a deal later, but.
We'll give you a 3-in-1 blender. But try the contest, folks. It's fun. People have been winning. It's been a lot of fun. It's our first contest, and we're pretty excited about it. Also, if you haven't checked out the Civic Media Daily News Podcast, you should. If you go also to the app, every local station has the news podcast at the top of the page. You click on it. It's like 8 to 10 minutes long. The weather's on there, sports, all the news you need to know. I do a 3-minute Hollywood beat that sometimes is funny, God willing. So check that out. You can stay informed, have fun doing it, and it's all right there on the app. So check out the Daily News Podcast here at Civic Media. We got a few more texts here. Our question, you can still answer it if you have, if you're still with us, answer the question, what celebrity would you want to hang with before they became famous? And if you're on the phone, 855-752-4842. Also, you can text on the app or on the stream. We got a few more texts here. This is from... Robert thanked us. No, thank you, Robert. It's always great to hear from you, buddy. And thank you for... Yeah, that's hilarious. They must have gotten that from the Limp Bizkit album. It just didn't say Seltzer on it, but that's close enough. Or somebody who was a Limp Bizkit fan pitched that at a 7-Eleven marketing meeting, and they fell for it. Like the Kurter Burger.
Yeah, this will do numbers for sure.
God, no kidding. Hey, you want to vomit immediately? Have a seltzer that tastes like hot dogs and a Kurter Burger. Wash it down with a piece of chizza.
That sounds like you're not waking up tomorrow.
No, sleep on your stomach. From the 608, Carla is back again. Hey, Carla, she says, at the crash pad, we had recurrent training today. We passed also. Well, that's good. I like knowing anyone who is helping me fly in a plane past whatever course they take. She says, we all fly tomorrow. Safe travels. Carla, great to hear from you as always. All right, so here's what happened. So we had this great office thing planned. We just played Office Jeopardy with my son Joe on National Joe Day. And my buddy Pete Moore said, you know, I waited tables with Steve Carell. They were both in Second City at the time, taking the training there, and they both worked at the, was it the Hard Rock?
Yeah, it was the Hard Rock.
Rock Cafe in Chicago. So Steve Carell waited tables, Pete waited tables with him, said he loved Steve Carell, said he was a great guy. And Pete is the guy who was on a couple months ago. We had him on because he kissed Jennifer Beals. It was Jennifer Beals' birthday. We called Pete. He was gracious enough to share his Jennifer Beals story with us. Well, we interviewed him today, and our whole system crashed, and we lost the interview. We were going to do a pre-record. We were going to run it right now. And I was holding out hope for a Hail Mary pass at the last minute. Conrad did his best. Sometimes, folks, technology just kicks your butt. And that's what happened. Yeah. So we don't have Pete's interview on for it. What else did he say, though?
Well, he said that, you know, he hated working there at the Hard Rock.
That's right.
Well, Steve Carell did.
Steve Carell hated working there. Yeah.
And he said, Pete said, I'm going to get out of here. And I'm going to, what was the place he was going to work at?
They were taking training at Second City.
Yeah. Yeah. And he went.
And he confidently said, I'm going to get out of here and I'm going to go on to do great things or something to that effect.
Yeah.
And Pete remembered it. And he was like, wow, that stuck with Pete. And Pete is a very funny guy. He told us, and I asked him too. I said, you know, you kissed Jennifer Beal. Was there ever an opportunity working at the Hard Rock waiting tables where you could reach over and give Steve Carell a smooch? And I don't know what his reaction would have been, but probably not favorable. And then Pete told a story about to make the job easy for or fun for him, he would load all the dishes on a dumbwaiter and send the dumbwaiter down to the first floor. Then he would run down there and try to beat the dumbwaiter. And those are the little things you do on a job when you have to keep yourself entertained. And Pete would do that. And he said, like, only my friend Pete can. He's just these great deadpan stories. And he said one time, he beat the dumbwaiter down to the first floor and he opened the dumbwaiter and author Dean Koontz got off of the dumbwaiter. Somehow, in between all of his writing and the busy schedule Dean Koontz had back then, he managed to get on a dumbwaiter and play a joke on Pete Moore. That's Pete's sense of humor. Very out there, very funny. I am sorry this did not work out, but we will have Pete on again. He and his wife, Rami, have so many, and this is another thing, too. I tried to get him back on the show. That's what you're probably at home saying, well, why don't you just call him again and have him tell the story? This is the night Pete and his beautiful wife, Rami, practice the marital embrace. Wednesday night is their night. Conrad, do you know what the marital embrace is?
They got married today?
No. Marital embrace is sex. That's what I heard a priest refer to. We were in Mass, and the priest lectured the entire congregation on the marital embrace. And he said, some people take it upon themselves when they're alone to do the marital embrace. And that's not appropriate either. He said this. Wow. And how are even not conservative Catholics not giggling under their breath? Like, honestly? Anyway, so we couldn't get Pete back, but we'll have him back another time. He's got some great stories about, I just love people that have stories where they've interacted with celebrities. Just weird passings. He said his wife, Rami, comedian Richard Belzer, licked her hand once. So I want to hear that story. So, Conrad, take a memo. When it's Richard Belzer's birthday, when that name comes up, he's no longer with us. We'll call Pete's wife and we'll have her.
Sounds good.
We'll have her tell that story. So since we didn't get to talk about Steve Carell with Pete, let's play the clip. This is a clip from The Office, which dropped 19 years ago today. This is the big 1-9 for The Office. Let's do the one with Angela and Dwight. Do you have that one ready?
Yeah.
All right, let's fire that one up. This is Dwight and Angela. Dwight has been tasked with taking care of Angela's cat, but you'll hear that.
Hey, Dee.
Hey, Monkey, what's up?
Can you do me a little favor? Go to my place at lunch and give Sprinkles her medicine?
Sure.
I have to visit the alky.
Check to see if she's faking. If a car hit me, it wouldn't crack my pelvis. You know what? I bet you cracked it at home. Jumped in front of the car to get some workers' comp.
I wouldn't put it past her.
So what do you need me to do?
I wrote it out.
Mm-hmm.
There's a diabetes shot. Roll the insulin in your hands. Don't shake it. She gets an ACE inhibitor with her meal. If you have to put her right in front of the disher, she won't see it because of the cataracts. Mix one capsule of omega fatty acid in with her kidney medicine. And you want to give that to her 15 minutes after she's eaten. And, oh, there's a fungal cream because she has this infection under her tail. So you're going to have to lift her tail and put the cream right at the base of her tail. Hey.
Hey, monkey.
Any problems?
Well, you left the TV on, and your cat is dead.
What?
Sparkles, the white one, is dead.
Sprinkles, Sparkles.
That was the sick one, right?
Uh-huh. I thought she had more time.
No.
Did she look? When you saw her, how was she looking?
Really dead. Like a just a dead cat. So, hey, come on. Don't be sad. Just, okay? Just, she's in a better place.
All right.
Actually, the place that she's in is the freezer because of the odor.
Oh, man, that's great. I have to say, when I first saw The American Office, I loved the Gareth character in the British Office. And I thought Dwight was very over the top, but man, Rainn Wilson crushed it. Great show. And we have more clips. We'll be celebrating The Office all week. Just got something on the text line. This cracked me up. Robert obviously heard we were talking about Pete and the fact that the system crashed and we lost our interview with Pete. So this is Robert from the 608 who informed us. Boy, he is our most active texter in terms of checking our information. He gave us information on the hot dog water, where that came from, Limp Bizkit. And then he says he sent a picture of him and a guy giving the peace sign. And it's Craig Robertson from The Office who played Daryl. And Robert says, I've got an office story. I was taking a plane back from Chicago, coming back from Florida. I have my Dunder Mifflin shirt on. And to my surprise, Craig Robertson boards the plane. After we landed in Madison, he saw my shirt as we were leaving the plane and asked me if I wanted a picture. Huge smile, 2018. That is really cool. And Craig Robertson, like, they gave him more and more to do in The Office as the show went on. Because he's a gifted sketch artist and improv, and he's a very funny guy. And Daryl was a very funny character, too. Whenever he had to interact with Michael, and they had, like, this racial thing going, and Michael would always say the wrong thing, Craig Robertson, just his responses were great. So as usual, folks, great texts tonight. Do we have time for one more Office clip before we bring Jorge on?
Yeah.
All right, surprise me.
Attention, everyone. Hello. Yes, I just want you to know that this is not my decision, but from here on out, we can no longer be friends. And when we talk about things here, we must only discuss work-associated things. And you can consider this my retirement from comedy. And in the future, if I want to say something funny or witty or do an impression, I will no longer ever do any of those things.
Does that include that's what she said?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wow, that is really hard. You really think you can go all day long? Well, you always left me satisfied and smiling, so.
That's what she said!
Michael, please.
Come on.
That's the boss of Dunder Mifflin who cannot stop himself from saying that's what she said. Such a great show. Tomorrow night on the program, sports aficionado Mike Clemens will be here to talk a little bit about the NCAA tournament, and we'll continue our Marquette discussion a little bit with Mike. He'll fill us in on what's going on with the Bucks. Greg Bach from Matt and Air on Air will be here at 8:35, and Nick Phillips from UW Eau Claire. They're having a really cool event there this weekend. Nick will talk to us about it. Those are three amazing guests we will have tomorrow night on Nightlight. I'm sorry, the Pete Moore interview did not work out. Coming up next, we are going to find out what's going on Mad Unity with our friend Jorge Reyna. He'll be along to tell us after this. I'm Pete Schwab, this is Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth. And if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on air.
Welcome back. Got a few more minutes here on a Wednesday edition of Nightlight. So great that you could spend this time with me tonight. We appreciate all your texts, calls, voicemails, telepathic messages. I think that's the word. So coming up after Nightlight is a great show called Mad Unity. If you haven't heard it yet, they just play some, I would say between Mad Unity and Max Inc., Civic Media has just some of the best music shows going. And every Wednesday night, if you stick around, if you're in the Madison area, you can hear Mad Unity. And the host of Mad Unity joins us now, Jorge Reyna. Hey, buddy.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How's it going?
It's going great. You know, it's Wednesday night. Always look forward to having this creative outlet.
Absolutely. So you're ready to take the reins. What do you got coming up? Who's on tonight?
So tonight we actually have a special guest DJ from La Crosse. He's doing tune in remotely. You know how we can here in Civic Media. We're wired across the state. So
yeah.
His name is DJ One Drop from La Crosse. He's actually a native of Milwaukee, but cool. My co-host Frequency interviewed him, and you know, we have a special set from him. It's what they call like open format, which is like, you know, house music, but he kind of goes the range from like softer to harder, edging onto what the kids call dubstep these days, but not quite. So it's a really good range of music. So yeah, there's a lot of really cool, talented people out there, and we get to find them and give them a platform here on Mad Unity. So that's awesome.
You're going to find each and every one of them 1 week at a time, right?
Yeah, exactly. we're actually booked all the way till May. What is it?
Oh my God.
Whatever the second Wednesday of May is. So we have a lot of people, like, you know, I guess the spring thing starts to happen and people start becoming more willing to get out.
Yeah, totally.
So, yeah.
Hey, Jorge, so what is your, I don't know if I ever told you this. I worked in a bar like in the late 80s. I was underage, but I kind of fell in love with like, it's not really house music. I guess it would just be club or dance music. Like, oh God, I can't even think of the names right now. I'm totally Dead or Alive and,
kind of disco.
It was kind of disco, but I don't think they called it disco because disco was kind of ostracized for a while, which is crazy because it was phenomenal music. But
I would say like club dance music. Basically.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where all, you know, it's all like a similar sort of beat with a groove, right? When you're 4/4 that gets you going, you know, regardless of whatever. Right. So yeah.
Like The Cure.
Oh yeah. So that would be more, I guess, kind of like the goth thing also has its own, sort of dance vibe, and you know, there's a lot of little subgenres, but it's all dance music, right? Like you play it, you play a remix of The Cure in most dance floors, and it'll get people going anyway.
It's so great. So, to this day, that's kind of what I listen to when I want that kind of music, you know.
Yeah,
What's your favorite kind?
I mean, it's tough because I came up in, you know, in the LA scene. It was like what we used to call acid house back then, which actually has its origins here in the Midwest. And you know, one of the biggest producers in the world at the time is from Minneapolis, in Minnesota.
Oh, cool.
So, and so that's, you know, go just you had something to do on a weekend, you'd head out to a warehouse that you got a flyer from some random place and just dance your butt off and then come home all sweaty, you know. So it was that's kind of what I loved about it, the sort of the no judgment, just come here and dance. As long as you're not causing trouble and just go here to have a good time, you're welcome. That's the gist of it. And that still happens now, you know, like I mentioned Rubinia. They have a bunch of shows coming up here in Madison in the, like a local place. And that's the vibe. It's the same vibe. It's like, you know, unassuming, unpretentious, come dance and you'll have a good time.
You know what I love? I always loved at those places or in the bar I worked in. And all I did was check IDs, but like those people that couldn't dance, but were dancing like they did not care and they were awful.
Yeah, that's,
I love those people.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, that's the whole point. It's like, you know, sometimes in certain dance like communities like salsa or et cetera, you have to know the moves. And whereas with club dance or house or whatever, it's just however you want to move. Like, right, you know, so it's just like nobody's going to judge you. Just,
no
just,
judgment. Just yeah,
get
exactly.
Get your freak on. I actually was going to mention, I know you had an office theme going.
Yeah.
And I did. It's not much to say, but I was at the Fort Lauderdale airport one time leaving. And Rainn Wilson was actually just sitting there, but everybody knew who he was because he, you know, it was like, you know, whatever, multiple years into the office.
Yeah.
But nobody approached him to say hi because we were kind of like, you gotta respect the sort of like everybody was really cool about pretending that we didn't know that Rainn Wilson was like sitting right next to us waiting to board, you know. So it was that's about as close as I come to having an office story.
That's really interesting you say that because I was at an airport once and I don't think it was LAX, it was Burbank or Orange or John Wayne, but. He was there too. And I think he had a wife and a child and same deal. Nobody like people really left him alone. And the office was like in its heyday then. And I thought, wow, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. I think this was like, I want to say like 2012, 2013, which I feel like that's kind of where, you know, it was around. Yeah. But he also had facial hair. Like people were kind of like, oh, that's, you know, the whole thing. And then just kind of like, all right, you know, just pretend there's not a star among us.
Or maybe they thought he was too much like his office character and they were scared of him.
That's true. He may have been like, you know, because he was also not like smiling or making eye contact with anybody.
Yeah.
So I feel like, you know, it's just sort of,
you got the drift. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, basically.
Hey, have a great show, buddy. This is fun.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I always enjoy coming
anytime.
And chatting it up with you. Yeah.
Likewise.
So, you know, everybody can tune in. We actually, the URL, if they want to stream anywhere else in the state, is civic.audio/MadUnity. And that will get you to the website and you can press play and enjoy and dance Wednesday night away.
Dance like nobody's watching. Absolutely.
No judgment. Exactly.
No judgment, right? Awesome, buddy. Have a great show. Thanks,
thank
Jorge.
You, so much.
You got it. That's Jorge Reyna, host of Mad Unity. Coming up next, if you're in the Madison area, or go to civicmedia.us or on the app and you can listen. It's a great show. And who doesn't want to dance on a Wednesday night? Besides me and Conrad. I have danced on a Wednesday night. I'm just not going to do it now because I have a long drive. But hey, this was really fun. Thank you to Todd Townsend. Thank you, Joe Schwabe, for helping us celebrate National Joe Day. Thank you to Jorge Reyna, and thanks to Pete Moore. Even though we lost your interview, buddy, I am really sorry about that. You're probably not listening. You're out on the West Coast, and I know you're practicing the marital embrace with your wife, and I applaud that. I'm all about unity. Mad Unity, check it out, coming up. We'll be back tomorrow. Thank you for your texts. So great to spend Wednesday night with you. We'll be back tomorrow night with more Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwabe for the Civic Media Radio Network. Good night, Wisconsin.
Local talk about our hometown and all of Wisconsin has gone untapped until now. You're on 93.5 The Tap. Make sure and tell your friends.
Tune in Thursday. That makes it Friday Eve. Mark Pocan, my congressman, joins the Devil's Advocates radio show 4 to 6 across the state of Wisconsin.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of Eau Claire, 93.5 The Tap, and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.